yard thing that she can, you pile grass in it or bricks in it. It usually has one wheel in it.
Little wheel bar.
Okay.
I've got one right there.
Do you? My daddy used to have one. But my husband and I had one, and one time we had some sand hauled in, you know, because we were going to put it out on our yard. And so I piled sand in the wheelbarrow, and I overloaded it. It was kind of a cheap wheelbarrow, and I put too much sand in it, and it's bent, and it scrapes on the wheels, you know, the sides are bent, the wheels scrape, and it doesn't work anymore.
Well, we broke the handle out of ours. It's a wooden handle, and I guess it's 30 or 40 years old, or maybe. Yeah. The handle was. Put too big a load on it.
Well, you tried lifting it, just broke off. Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was pushing them. When we was cleaning up here, I had a pump out there, and I wanted to move it, and it's pretty heavy. Uh-huh. Put it on there, and it was just too much in one spot. Just broke it. Uh-huh. And everybody was pushing it down there.
Which wouldn't go.
Well, it is old handles, too, old wheelbarrow. Just wasn't strong enough.
What do you call a little thing that you hold in your hand and sharpen a pocket knife on?
I call it a wet rock.
Okay. What do you call a bigger kind that you use to sharpen bigger things? You know, kind of, usually you have to pump it with a foot pedal or something and it turns around and you sharpen big knives on it. What do you call
it? I just call it a wet rock.
Okay.
I've got one out there.
Do you? You have to use it to sharpen rakes, not rakes, but like hoes and stuff on it?
Well, I had this one in a frame, and you ran it by hand, and the frame rotted out, and I just got the rock out there, and I don't use it for nothing. I've got an electric rock with a sharp sickle zone, like a hoe or axe or something I need to sharpen.
That's fixing right off. I was
going to
ask you, what are those things made out of anyway?
Well, some kind of, I call it grindstone.
Yeah.
It's a stone.
Some kind of hard stuff. I think, you know, sometimes I think it's about running off and goes on for, it seems like hours. If something, like something in your car is squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd have to do what to it?
It is. Find it and grease it.
Okay. and if you were talking about that, you'd say, well, yesterday I, what, the car?
Greased it.
Okay. And if the grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all?
Greasy.
Okay. And if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you say you have to do to
it? I just put a little grease on it, a little, that 3-in-1, I got a can in there.
Okay.
Like oil.
What did you use to burn in lamps?
Cool oil, kerosene.
Okay, is it the same stuff? Cool oil, same thing as kerosene?
It does what?
Is cool oil the same thing as kerosene?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever see anybody make a makeshift lamp with just a bottle full of kerosene and a rag stuck in it?
Well, I've saw that, but I never had one.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a name for that?
No, I never. Just a lamp jug or something. I don't know. I don't believe I ever heard them say what they were.
Okay.
Wouldn't call it.
Toothpaste comes in a
cube.
Okay. And if some people have just built a boat and they're just going to push it out in the water for the first time, you'd say they're going to do what to the boat?
Well, that'd be just see if it'd float or see if it'd leak. Kind of check it out, be what I think.
What kind of boats do people use around here?
Well, most of them are steel boats, but there's some wood boats still.
Uh-huh. What kind of shape are they? The point in the front?
Uh-huh.
Point in the back too, or flat?